Bird special day, Sally, from midday.
It's just the best day of the week, isn't it? Fridays at 12 o'clock, it just all happens from there. It's the build-up to my week.
It is. I just said it to the guys there that you actually now have the tap app open, and if you fancy something, you're just waiting for the refresh. You know, you just want to hit it as soon as you can.
It's amazing. At 12:01, the last couple of weeks, the amount of bets that have poured through, we need kind of all hands on deck from 12 o'clock. It's amazing.
Yeah, it is. All right, well, what are you helping our listeners with?
Look, I'm sticking with the theme of the previous two hosts, and I'm tipping race 8, number 5, Avilius. This former French horse has obviously now had the two starts here, and I thought it was super impressive both times, the dominant wins over the 1,600 and 1,900 metres. I think it still should be improving and getting closer to peak fitness here third up. The horse has just shown tremendous acceleration in both wins, and that's just worth so much with horses that stay. They'll settle back, but with Classic Uniform and Embley both going forward, I think there should be enough pace, and I think he'll be too good again.
Okay, so $2.30 for the Godolphin horse, race 8, number 5. You got one in the last?
Yeah, look, I'm sticking with the theme over the last 7 weeks and tipping the favourite in the last, race 9, number 2, Trekking. I think Trekking just has the class edge here. First up run was very good when sitting wide and beating Tactical Advantage, and then had another solid second up run when chasing Don't Give a Damn. I think this race is a dropping grade compared to both those previous two runs, and the mat tomorrow really suits with a few on paces engaged and looks to get a really good run sitting midfield. I think Karen McAvoy can steer it to a victory and be very hard to beat.
Yeah, he gave us a real good push. In fact, James Cummings earlier took us to Trekking. I went another way and he said, oh, no, Trekking's probably the best chance outside of Villiers for his Sydney racing. So he took us there. So Trekking, $3.70 right now, but you never know what you'll get when the early bird specials kick in at midday. Have a good day, Sally.
Thanks, Andrew.
Good on you. Sally Snow from Tab Thoroughbred Wagering. Her best, 8.5 and 9.2. I just want to mention just finally, I said earlier, Racing Victoria have released now all the horses that went into quarantine, the European and Ireland-based horses. Running through their names, here we go. Ben Bartle for Sayed Bin Sarur. Best Solution for the same stable and Prize Money for the same stable. Then you've got for Charlie Appleby, Cross Counter, Emotionless and Hamada. For Andrew Balding, Count Octave and Duretto. For Ed Dunlop, Red Verdon. Charlie Fallows has placed Prince of Arran into quarantine. Roger Charlton has placed Melbourne Cup aspirant Withhold into quarantine. Then you've got for a number of local trainers, for Kieran Maher and David Eustace, Del Herald and Pharrell. For Darren Weir, you've got Langley. Then horses that will join the Chris Wallace stable, Castedon, Finchay, Chereau, Gustavus Vasa joins Lindsay Park. Mike Moroney is getting a horse called Marathon Man and Soundcheck. And then there's another horse called Danon Distance with a trainer to be advised. So there's a lot of internationals, but a lot of horses that are coming out that are going to Australian-based trainers. And the five horses for Aidan O'Brien that have gone into quarantine in Ireland are Cliffs of Moher, Fleet Review, Intelligence Cross, Spirit of Valor, and Yucatan. They're the five that have gone in there at Ireland, and the two that go into quarantine in Japan today, Chestnut Coat and Soul Impact. Now, the trainers have got the right, obviously, to change at any time to take their horses back out of quarantine and not travel, but at the moment, they're the horses that have gone in, and you'll get more details on those on our social media pages through the day. After our news break, the full preview for a massive day at Newcastle.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 per second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Good morning, Madison Claire Sloan with your Sky Sports Radio news. There are new warnings today for people to check their strawberries after an alleged copycat case emerged following the needle contamination scandal. Queensland police are now investigating after a piece of metal was found placed on top of strawberries at a Coles supermarket west of Brisbane. Health employees are urging customers who've bought the berries to cut them up before eating them. A grandmother who supplied cocaine to customers across Sydney with her daughter and son-in-law has been jailed for more than 2 years. Sue Ellen Cryer and David Martin were sentenced yesterday after working as drug runners back in 2016. And Hurricane Florence is edging closer to America's east coast. The storm has weakened slightly overnight but doubled in size, with more than 2 million people already evacuated from that danger zone. And making headlines in sport this morning, the South Sydney Rabbitohs have responded to allegations that several high-profile players were involved in an inappropriate video chat, promising to take the claim seriously as the club and the NRL Integrity Unit investigates. It's alleged screenshots were taken of South Sydney players exposing themselves to a 23-year-old woman via a Facebook live chat in late May. In golf, Mark Leishman is confirmed as Australia's top-ranked player for golf's World Cup, and he'll take Cameron Smith as partner for the two-man team's event. And in cricket news, Cricket Australia has announced it will trial the use of a bonus point system in the Sheffield Shield final this season. For this summer, at least a draw in the final will not be enough for the regular season's top team to be crowned champions. And in basketball, Australia have opened the second round of FIBA World Cup qualifiers with a crushing 95-43 victory over Qatar in Doha. That's all the latest sport and news on Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
The Sydney Sun puts on a show to open the Everest Carnival, and they're off. Hot out of the gates is Winner of Discontent, quickly leaving boredom behind. What shall we do this weekend? Stonks to the lead, Fancy the Races a second, and down the outside it's Get Off the Couch. A last dash by What Shall I Wear, and here comes Spring. Spring out of nowhere wins by nose.
Escape to Sydney's Everest Carnival. World-class racing, live music and entertainment from September 8 to October 13. Tickets from $10. Pre-book to save at theracers.com.au.
With 150 years of expertise, the specialist team at HQ Insurance are passionate about horses and privileged to be an integral part of the bloodstock industry. HQ Insurance, the headquarters of equine insurance. Find us at hqinsurance.com.au or call 8913 1640.
So, who are you backing in the next?
Well, I like this one at the distance, but...
Whoever you're backing, Tab's got you covered. This Saturday, place a fixed odds win bet on any race at Randwick and Flemington. If your horse runs second or third, get a bonus bet back up to $50. That's 18 races.
We're on here, boys. Lock it in.
Who are you backing this spring? Tab. Download the app today. Tab account bets only. Terms and conditions apply. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
Breeding for speed.
But all jukebox, here's another really impressive two-year-old winner.
Jukebox arrives at Aquas Farm, undefeated at two, bursting with early colonial speed by that speed sire Snitzel. To breed your jukebox hero, see aquasfarm.com.
It's your perfect mix, racing and sport, and it's right here on Sky Sports Radio. Every Sunday morning, the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend talks to the newsmakers, like Storm coach Craig Bellamy.
3 or 4 weeks ago, we were pretty much struggling with a few players, but we seem to be getting them back at the right time.
This week, will the Giants roll on in the AFL? The Winx wash-up from Randwick, and all the latest on the Rugby League finals. The Big Sports Breakfast Weekend, Sunday mornings from 7. Right here on Sky Sports Radio.
This is Sky Sports Radio, your racing leader. Let's get back to Racing HQ. It's time now for the major New South Wales preview.
And a big day it is today too. Newcastle, what a day we've got at 11 past 10. And Michael Buckley joining me from Newcastle now. Morning, Michael.
Good morning, Sean, and happy Newcastle Cup Day.
Yeah, you too. Now, sounds like all good for the day.
Well, we've had a really good week of weather. We're looking at a top today of 25 degrees. Beautiful blue sky, only a few clouds around, but yeah, we're looking forward to a great day of racing. Probably the best Newcastle Cup day of racing we've had in probably the last half a dozen years, I'd say. So there'll be plenty going on off course in the function rooms, and there'll be plenty going on the track as well.
Now, the track officially rated a good four, is it?
Yeah, that's correct. We applied 12 mils of irrigation during the day yesterday to get into that four range. We worked a horse this morning over the course proper as well, and there was a bit of give in it this morning and a bit of cushion. So once the day sort of warms up, it'll only improve, but I think it'll stay as a four for the day.
All right, and I noticed the rails and the true, obviously, so it's all good. Everything just
superb. That's correct. I think it's probably the first time in at least 4 months that we've raced in the true, so looking forward to getting back to the true today and having full build.
All right, terrific. So all in all, now any seats? I mean, if someone wants to book a seat, you're fully booked out?
Yeah, pretty much. All our function rooms are fully booked. Yeah. Of course, there's still general admission available on the day, but yeah, we've sort of got I think expected crowd of 3,500 today, and probably the same again tomorrow. So all the fridges are full. So should be a good day's racing today, and good weather for people to enjoy themselves.
Terrific. Good on you, Michael. Enjoy the day. Gary Harley is just chomping at the bit. He's ready to give me the winners for all the races.
Thank you, Sean.
Thanks, Michael. Now, Gary Harley, good morning.
Oh, good morning. How do you want?
Beautiful day. Yeah?
You like this? It's fudgy smuggler weather.
Fair. You're not telling me you are not, are you?
No, but I got him out of the cupboard last night in Coast.
Did you? Fair digging.
26 today, 30 degrees here tomorrow. So, yeah, we're really in the, well and truly in the spring with 30 degrees tomorrow. Mate, I've been down. I was here Wednesday night for the Horse of the Year and that I emceed. I was at the track. I was here yesterday for the Beaufort lunch. Oh, mate, it was a ripper. Wayne Harris, his life story. He was there.
He would have been brilliant.
He was outstanding. I've never had so many people. We had about 300 there, and Tracy was the only female, and that's Wayne's partner, who was there. She drove him up, and he's here for the meeting today. But I've never had so many of the men after it was over come up and say, how good was Wayne Harris? It was just amazing. Yeah, and his life, and the good and the bad, you know, the positive and the negatives. When I say bad, I mean when all the problems he's gone through.
Oh, the injuries.
Brain tumours and things like that. It was a ripper. So I was here again yesterday. I did the Calcutta here last night, and I've just pulled up here now again. So I should have brought a bed down on Monday and stayed the week.
I reckon you should have. All right. Now, the first today, number one, Wangamata is $7.50. Two Ocean Waltzer, $2.60. Number three, Chain of Fools, $3.80. Four Red Debarwi, $6.50. Five Packet, $11. Six The Sacra Bird, $13. Seven All Well, $81. Number eight, Villarica is $13. Nine Liffey, $10. And 10 Kasaragi, $81. But the favourite, number two, Ocean Waltz, at $2.60.
Oh, gee, this has been a big go. He went up $3.10. Ocean Waltz, I've tipped him. Darren Weir's got him. Darren's got about, I was thinking he's got four horses in today. I could be wrong there, but he's got quite a few. And this horse is owned by one of his big clients, Australian Bloodstock, who are based in Newcastle in the Hunter Valley. Mate, they got the horse over from Germany. And he's had four runs in Australia, fourth at Sandown, beat the length of three quarters, unsuitable 1,400, second at Ballarat, a mile on a heavy, beat three quarters, fourth at Echuca, beaten 1.8, and then he bolted in the other day at Swan Hill, 20th of August. He got up to a trip, 2,100 for the first time, left him standing. Now, he was midfield. He ran to the lead at 250, and he ducked away from the whip at around about the 150 mark. Got badly off balance and still ran away and won the length and a half. Now, it's very hard, Sean, as you know, to line up Swan Hill Fall with our provincial fall. I mean, this is no great race by any means. It's only a benchmark 64. But I was talking to Jamie Lovett last night from Australian Bloodstock, and they think this horse will run really, really well, and there's been a lot of support for him. Gay's horse, Gay and Adrian's, Chain of Fools, went up 220. What did you say? It is out to $3 something now. It runs second on the Kenzo last start, beating a length and a quarter. Slow out, went forward at the 1,000. Three wide, no cover at the 800. It tried hard. It's got a hope if it runs at 2,300. Number one, Wangamata. Tell you what, it was impressive the other day. I wonder, run about in the straight, one to hang, and is still bolted in a class 1, 23.50. One thing we know about the Kiwi, he can stay. And number six, La Sacra Blur, one of Barbara Joseph and Paul and Matt Jones. 2, 3, 1, 2.
Race 2, 1 So Bizarre, 4.60, 2 Girl Tuesday, $1.50, 3 out, 4 Oakfield General, 19, 5 Chosen Prince, 11, 6 Cinderconi, $6. 7 Western Folk, $18. And 8 Our Tax Return, $23. Favourite short, number 2 Girl Tuesday, $1.50.
So she should be. She could be a group one of this mare. Look, she's only had one run. I think this is the mare that they couldn't race there at one stage. John Singleton knows her and Chris Waller trains her because she had an eye problem. I don't know whether they were saying that she couldn't see out of one eye or what the story was, but she didn't debut till here recently, and she's 4 year old. And, mate, you think she wasn't impressive. She's by Street Cry, the sire of Winks, and a Tuesday Joy who won, what, 3 or 4 group ones and $3.5 million in prize money. And she got back near last in a 1,400 mate in a field of 13. She would have given 10 lengths coming to that turn, and, oh, what a win. She won me 2.5 lengths. He sat up on her man, Rory Hutchings. Everyone was talking about her, not only here but in Sydney, after they watched the race on that run. Now, we hope we get a bit of pace here because she goes 14 to the mile today and she does want a bit of speed on. I don't think there's any trouble settling her. And McAvoy rides her again. He rode her that day. Or did he? No, Rory Hutchings. It was his day thing. He rides her. She just looks too good. So Bizarre won the other day and survived the protest at Wyong, its second pick. Number 6, Cinderconi, went okay last start. And number 5, Chosen Prince, here on his home track. 2-1-6-5.
The third one, Black Console, 151. 2, Sao Da Vinci, 6, 3 and 4 out. 5, Devil's Luck is 16. Number 6, Naruda, 19. 7, Pertain, 8.58. Radacity, 101. 9, Big Bad Bruce, 5. 10 on the top is $7. Number 11, Quick Nick, 12. 12 out, 13, Sir Owen, 220. It's the favourite, number 13, Sir Owen, at 220.
Tell you what, it'll be hard to beat. If I knew it was 220, it would have made it a special. I thought it went up $1.90. I thought it would have been odds on. As the name implies, it was is owned by a Kiwi, Sir Owen Glenn, who owns, a number of good horses racing those yellow colours coming through. Snowden's got one of them that won a good race the other day. This fella, he's a colt by Fast at Rock. He's only had the one run. He's a 3-year-old. That was way back in May at Warwick Farm when he ran third, beaten a length when he was $1.75. Two brilliant trial wins recently, one by 6.5 lengths. The other one by 1.5, got very good speed. And Michael Walker is riding here today on the big day, and he will ride number 9, this trial good. Big Bad Bruce, first up the day, Dylan Baker, Kieran McAvoy, loved the trial. Tuesday Da Vinci, run 4 seconds in a row last time in for the Hawks team. First up, trial okay, and number 6, Naruda Arafi. 13, 9, 2, and 6.
Now, the fourth one, Claws are out, 71. 2, Heaven Helping, 750. 3 out. 4, Oakfield Romance, 10. 5, Pretty Song, 23. 6, Rose of Savannah, 850. 7 out. Number 8, Amami, 23. 9, collectively, 650. 10, Galena, $1.80. 11, Galway Girl, 21. And number 12, Miss Einstein, 950. 13 out. $1.80 for 10, Galena.
Best bet of the day. Galena was $2. Now it's $1.80. At 4 starts, only the one place. However, in her 2-year-old day, she's 3 now. She run, got me 2 lengths at the gym, cracked the satin slipper. Awazi beat her a long head at Ramwick on Anzac Day. She ran 4th at Warwick Farm, beaten a length to like, I like it easy. In the last run, she ran 4th, beaten 3/4 to Ronstar. And that it was a strong race. She's trialled very well recently, under no pressure. Snowden's a got her. James McDonald a ride. She'll come in 3 with the scratchings. Start from barrier 10. She's a better today for me. Oakfield Romance going really good. Drew a bad barrier again. Cannot draw a barrier. But can run a place. Number 6, Rose of Savannah. First up run was okay. And number 9, collectively, a first starter of Wallace. McAvoy ride. Rolled nicely. 10, a good thing to be 4, 6, 9.
Race 5, 1 Outrageous, $5, 2 Aramayo, $6.50, 3 Cloak, $41, 4 Come Along, $41, 5 Morpheus, $6.50, 6 Home Win, $81, number 7 Aristocratic Miss, $9, 8 Perfect Pitch, $17, 9 Missy, $7, Number 10, Olyphorus is 14. 11, Sunreal, 550. 12, Graceful Glamour, 16. 13, Grand Bouquet, 21. 14 out. 15 on the take, 11. And 16, Everard, 61. Favourite, number 1, Outrageous, $5.
This is the first of the group threes, the three-year-old Spring Stakes. Been a great race over the years, produced two or three Derby winners, AJC Derby winners, etc. A very open race this year. I like Parameo from the Godolphin camp. James Cummings got an awkward draw, but he's only had the three runs, and I thought he's fourth in the Mink Dynasty, beat the length of three quarters behind Denawi. Was very, very good, chased hard, and the mile here, the step up to the mile or two. I think Outrageous has got an enormous chance. Good barrier, Tommy Berry for the Hawks team. Third run back up to a mile, fit now. He's a big player here, and he has won a race on this track when he was younger. Number 11, Sunreal. Chris Lees has got four in the race. She's the best of them. She's a done deal with enormous potential. Bolted in here at a recent meet by more than four lengths. And Graceful Glamour doesn't know how to run a bad race. Got a bit of talent, number 12. 2-1, 11 and 12.
Righto, race six, the Tibby. The Armand Park Tibby now won the Pinnacle, 11. 2.70, Arno is 2.70. Three Princess Posh, $8. Four or three or 480. Five Mary or 61. Six Insensata is 19. Seven Miss Q, $5. Number eight, La Chica Bella, 34. Nine, Awake the Stars, 10. 10 out. 11, Pandemonium, 23. Number 12, Tarabai, 21. 13, Deer Mountain, 101. 14, Tears in Heaven, 151. 15, Maribel, 151. 16, All on the Reflexes, 151. 17, Red Chandelier, 151. 18 out. The favourite, 270. Number 270, Arno.
You sure there's no more?
No, I can bung a few more, and if you like, I'll just make a few up.
God, it's a big field, isn't it?
They're
always right. Is every year, mate. Yeah, it's been a great race over the years for the fillies and mares, and sponsored by our good friends, through the Harry Mitchell at Yarrowin Park. She's very, very good, Savatiano. The day she won at Scone on the Cup back in May when she was headed halfway down the straight just showed how big a heart she's got. And she was real good that day. She had won it. She went to Randwick and won the five lengths after that. Went to the paddock, come back with a terrific win in the Mona Lisa, sat three deep all the way the other day in the wide alley and still got the money. She's got a wide alley today. She does go forward. It's a big track will suit her. I like her. Princess Posh on her home track will run a big race for Chris Lees. I'm sure of that. She normally does here. Irithia on two on the trot in Townby for a very good third in the Mona Lisa at Wyong. It's a hope. And the Pinnacle of the improved. Didn't have a lot of luck first up. Miss Q's got a chance. There are other chances. It's a terrific race. 2, 3, 4, and 1.
Now, the Newcastle Gold Cup race 7 won Aubrey $5. 2 Destiny's Kiss 16. 3 Cars off 350. 4 First Crush 19. 5 Harper's Choice 750. 6 Sismontane 41. 7 Dark Eyes 8. Number 8 Vassal 26. 9 out. 10 Grand Dreamer is $18. Pardon me, 11 Mongolian Wolf 12. Number 12, Ghostland is 9. 13, Just Shine, 11. 14, Second Ho, 26. Favourite, 350, 3 cars off.
Haven Race, we kicked and backed cars off when he won the Wine Cup a fortnight ago. Got out to $7, believe it. I think he may be a better horse if it's a little bit wetter than a good four. There is given the track, which is still going to be nice for him. It was a soft 5 at Wild. He is absolutely flying this horse to Chris Wallace, the imported horse, of course. He was very unlucky at Roseville in the Premier's Prelude when he came from near last on the turn to get beat a length and a half. And then McAvoy, a great ride the other day to win the Wyong Cup. Got back, got the split in the straight and went to the line to win. He's flying. I think he'll be very hard to beat. He'll love the big track here. Ghostland for Kim War. Give it a big chance. Another imported horse. Two runs back, showed a bit of form the other day at Randwick. It's ready now, third run back. It'll run a big race. Under 5, Harper's Choice. Didn't have a lot of luck. They worried him the other day at Wyong. He'd be a much better horse here on the big track. Wanted to hang a bit up on the home turn at Wyong. And Dulles back, he's riding him. And number 7, Dark Eyes, could lead the race. 3, 12, 5 and 7.
Right, there we go to race 8. The Australian Bloodstock Cameron, now 1 Sense of Occasion 51, 2 Allergic 51, 3 Hour Beats Him is 6.50. 4 Prized Icon, 5.50. 5 is out. 6 Red Excitement, 18. 7 is out. And Braid I Am Coldplay, 11. 9 out. 10 Clancy L is $4.80. 11 Almost Caught, 34. 12 Sambro, 6.50. 13 Year Tipperary, 19. 14 out. 15 Best of Days, 10. 16 Chaotic, 4 even. 17 Got Under, 71. And 18 is out. The favourite, number 16 Chaotic at $4 even.
What a race. What a race. The race of a carnival. It is sensational. Mate, I'm with Prized Icon. He's going to get a lovely run from Barrier 1. He's a two-time Group 1 winner getting into a camera with 57 and a half. Tommy Berry had a fool of him the other day when he rode him in the Chelmsford. Only got beat 2.8 to 1, forgot. He's never raced on his home track here. He'll run a big race, good each way odds. $10 for the James Cummings horse. I've got a hell of a lot of respect for him. Best of Days. He's got a bad habit of walking out of the barrier. I don't think he'll ever not come out last. He's had two runs in Australia. Very unlucky first up, got badly held up at Randwick. And then he come with a storming run to win at Randwick recently. James told me he sent him here because the winner is exempt from a ballot for the Epsom. Third pick in the race, Chaotic. Absolutely flying. Chris Waller, what's he got? Three or four in the race? Scratched a couple, but he's still got three in the race, I think. He's got a great chance, Chaotic. Corey Brown, good barrier. Number 12, Sam Braille. Should have nearly won that race the other day. Got badly held up in town first up and it run third. Walker riding for Waller. I've left out Plain CL and it's got a terrific chance in the race. Mate, it's a ripper, but you can't tip them all. 4, 15, 16 and 12.
Now, what's your standout today? I mean, it's just a fantastic day's racing.
Yeah, well, it was $2 when I made it. I think it's $1.80 now, but I'm going to have to stick with it because I've sent all my tips to the TV and everywhere. So, Galena, the one early in the day, mate, probably raced 3, I think, for the Snowden.
All right, that'll do it. I think so.
Yeah, I think it's race 3.
Yep.
I think it'll win. And I think Sir Owen will win. He's $2.20. He's in race 3, I think, and the other one might be in race 4.
Sir Owen is in race 3, yeah.
Yeah, they're both trained by Snowden. And I think before I start work shortly, I might go and have a multi, one will up the other.
Oh, okay. What do they put on a multi? Sauce on them? Oh, sorry, that's a bet. I thought you were going to have
a
breakfast.
You uneducated Victorians.
No, I thought you were going to have a...
In the old terminology in your day, it was called an all-up.
No, I thought a multi for you, you're going to have a schnitzel with a burger on top.
No, it's a double Big Mac. You can get them a double now. They load them up on top of one another.
It's a heart attack and a mouthful.
You want to know anything about McDonald's, you just ring me.
Dear, I think Ronald's your godson. All right, good on you, mate. Have a great day. And we look forward to getting the late mail from you. All right, yeah.
I'll leave you with this good news. A mate of mine owns 4 of them.
4 McDonald's joints?
Yeah, and he loves shout.
I bet you. I'd like to see his profit and loss statement if you get in there. Wouldn't you give him a nice send along? He's better than a barrier trial, don't worry.
The girls all know me.
Oh, they would.